you thinking about everyone else. You're just a stranger inside of yourself. All of the silence weighing you down. I'll be the voice, I'll scream and I'll shout. Don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need someone to guide us home. At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others, and that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits.
Now, this is Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio News.
Good afternoon. My name is Seth Ward, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. Bus services in Hamilton remain suspended as HSR workers enter their fifth day of striking. While the strikers are eager to return to the bargaining table, the city has yet to change their initial offer of a nearly 13% wage increase over 4 years. Head of ATU Local 107 Eric Tuck says that they're willing to move off the strikers' demand of a 23% wage change, but they've yet to hear back from the city in any capacity. As the strikes continue on, concerns are being raised about how the Grey Cup festivities over this upcoming weekend will play out without any bus service running. An outbreak of drug-resistant salmonella infections infecting children aged 5 and under has spread to 6 different provinces. The Public Health Agency of Canada issued a public health notice on Saturday, linking raw pet food and cattle contact to these salmonella infections. A handful of food products have been recalled due to salmonella concerns, including Kinder Eggs and chocolate bars and Jif peanut butter products. There are over 40 confirmed cases across Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. Illnesses resulting from the strain may be difficult to treat with common antibiotics. The PHAC urges proper food handling practices and proper hand hygiene when preparing, cooking, or storing raw pet food or food that had been in contact with cattle. Evacuations continue in the Gaza Strip as hundreds of Canadians cross into Egypt, but not every Canadian that was allowed to leave has done so. The past weekend saw more people flee Israel following the events of October 7th, where Hamas militants killed over 1,000 civilians, which saw Israel respond with daily airstrikes in retaliation. While hundreds of Canadians were evacuated on Sunday, not every Canadian that was allowed to leave has done so, as 32 people are still yet to make it out. Those who have crossed over are being assisted by the Canadian Embassy in Cairo until they can work out their travel home.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports, Sunday Night Football saw the Colts hold off the lowly Patriots in a low-scoring 10-6 contest in their international match in Frankfurt, and the Raiders hang on to win against the New York Jets 16-12. The Buffalo Bills are in action later tonight as they host the Denver Broncos at 8:15. To the NHL, an all-Canadian matchup sees the Vancouver Canucks continue their strong start with a 5-2 victory over the Habs, and despite Connor Bedard's two-goal effort, the Blackhawks fall to the reigning Eastern champions, Panthers, 4-3.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, today looks to be a warm one for November with a high of 11 and clear skies and sunshine. Tonight sees the temperature drop to around 1 degree and mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow sees the warmer mid-November weather continue with a high of 9 and a mix of sun and clouds. Outside, it's currently 10 degrees at the Ignite Studios.
Dance the Night by Dua Lipa. I'm Sophia. We're on the top of the hour at Hit Ignition. I'm with my co-host Aaron, and I just want to talk a little bit about Christmas, because Christmas is coming up. So I want to ask you, Aaron, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, Sophia, I love the 1964's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It was something that my mom loved to watch when we were younger, and it's just a favorite movie of mine. She just stuck to me because she loved watching it so much, and it was like a tradition every year on Christmas.
Yeah, that's I've seen it when I was like I was super young, but like I think my favorite movie is obviously like Home Alone. I feel like that's just the generic movie that everyone loves. The first movie though, I feel like the first movie because it's the classic movie. That's my it's my favorite movie. Home Alone 2 is really good too. I only watch the Macaulay Culkin ones. I don't anything over that. I don't watch the other Home Alone movies. That's
Home Alone is an iconic one. I love it as well. It's just it brings everyone together. And when you think of Christmas, you think of Home Alone, The Grinch. You know, Home Alone is 2 as well. And Rudolph, like they're just all really good, and I love watching them through the seasons.
Yeah. So I have a list here. So I have the top. I have the top 5 highest grossing Christmas movies ever. So I want to ask you, what do you think is the number one, the highest grossing movie of Christmas? What do you think it is?
I don't know, maybe The Grinch?
So, it is The Grinch, but it's probably not the one you're thinking, probably not the Jim Carrey one, even though that is the best one, but it's actually the 2018 animated Grinch, and I was actually pretty surprised about that.
I had no idea, that's insane.
I know, I've never seen it. My top five the highest grossing movies ever is The Grinch, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and A Christmas Carol. That's the top 5. So next up, we got a lot of great music coming up. So next up, we have Made You Look by Meghan Trainor, only on Inega Radio.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Not your average internet radio station. This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music. Now.
Now.
Now. I could have my Gucci on. I go in my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break.
Ooh, tell me what you gonna do.
Ooh. Cause I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam.
Ooh, tell me what you gonna do.
You'll never be the same. This ain't that ordinary. This that 14 karat cake.
Ooh, tell me what you gonna do.
Ignite Radio.
Listen live on the TuneIn app
and online at igniteradio.ca.
Some things don't sit right. This close to midnight,
You're someone else in this light. Oh, 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 oh. Stand in the kitchen, attempting to fix this. So I try to listen to you, you, you. But you're gonna say something you told me. So just before you take it too far, hold my ear, say la da da dee da. Your empty words made for hurting me. So just before you take it too far.
That was La Di Da by Len and Stella, only on Ignite Radio. I'm your host, Sophia, and we're back here with my co-host, Aaron. So, as you know, the Beatles actually released a new song called Now and Then. And I just want to ask you, Aaron, so do you listen to the Beatles?
Yeah, I listen to a bit of the Beatles. One of my favorite songs by them is Let It Be. You know, I'm more of the older kind of songs. I haven't really listened much of their more recent stuff. So I'm curious to know what was the song that they released?
So, I'm a big Beatles fan. I'm actually wearing a Beatles shirt right now. But so the demo was originally recorded in the 70s by John Lennon. But in the 90s, Paul, Ringo, and George started writing the demo. In the mid-90s, they started working on it, but they couldn't actually, it didn't work out because the piano was hard to hear in the recording. And Paul stated that they didn't have the technology to do like the separation from John Lennon's voice and the piano. But now with AI in 2023, they actually were able to do it and they released their new song. So, and Now and Then have you listened to the song or?
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to listen to it after it. It's kind of amazing what AI can do
because
at the time they were so limited and they couldn't manage to separate it, but now they can. It's technology is really amazing and it comes in handy a lot of times.
It's really good. I love the Beatles. The song was, I made my dad listen to it actually. Literally the day it came out, I came home from work. I made my dad listen to it. He really liked it. It gives me,
their last album by the Beatles with actually Let It Be on it. It just gives me that. It gives me that kind of vibes. I really love it.
It's some of them are very comfort feel, and you've really inspired me after this to listen to that new song.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely will give it
definitely.
A listen.
Definitely. You have to. So stick around on Ignite Radio. We have entertainment coming up with Seth, actually. So stay tuned.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal, positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
The 2024 Grammy nominations were announced Friday, and with the reveal, Taylor Swift made her story by breaking the record for most songs of the year nods, thanks to Antihero. She now has 7 total nominations in the category, one more than Paul McCartney and Lionel Richie. Hollywood's Actors Union reached a tentative deal with studios on Wednesday to end its strike, bringing a close to months of labor strife that ground the entertainment industry to a historic halt. The 3-year contract agreement must be approved by votes from the union's board and its members in the coming days, but the leadership declared that the strike will end at 12 a.m. on Thursday. At nearly 4 months, it was by far the longest strike ever for film and television actors. I'm Seth, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
Want more hit music?
More hit music now?
Check us out at igniteradio.ca. social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
She's a maniac, but you love it just like that. Yeah, you love it just like that.
She's so dangerous. If looks could kill, she'd bring you to your knees. Yeah. She's so venomous. Wraps around you, takes just what she needs. And then she leaves. The way she moves, it's like the ocean. So smooth, she got you hoping. She'd open up and swallow you. Oh, oh, oh. She's a maniac, but you always come right back. When she looks like that, you can't get it. She's a maniac, but you love it just like that. Yeah, you love it just like that. It's so obvious, the way she got you begging on the floor.
That was Maniac by Sean Desmond on Ignite Radio. I'm Sophia, your host. So if you live in Hamilton, you know that there is an HSR bus strike currently going on. I think it went into effect on Thursday at midnight. So I just want to know, what do you think about that, Aaron?
Well, I know around here at the college, a lot of people, you know, on the next day that it happened.
Definitely.
Nobody showed up. Like, there was a lot. You could see the numbers really dwindling. Everyone was dropping like flies, and you could definitely feel it. You don't really realize how impactful public transit is until you really see it, and then now it's gone. You know, you take for granted what you have.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It definitely affects like students and just people trying to get to work the most. Like, it's really hard on students. Well, I know that everyone's alternating to Uber and Lyft to get around to work, to school, whatever. But I know that Uber and Lyft prices have actually just doubled. I was talking to my coworker yesterday, actually. She needed to have like a 10-minute ride. I think she was going home or something. And the regular price for her 10-minute ride home from work is usually like 20-something bucks. This time it was like $45 for like a 10-minute ride. I just, like, people can't like afford that. Like,
no,
just,
I know. It's horrible. I can do you one better. I had a friend. He was $70 at rush hour, dropping to 25 after. It's all on the period of time that you have. It's real crazy.
It's definitely hard. But I know they're protesting for the wages. So hopefully, if they think they deserve like a higher wage, then definitely. I know bus drivers. They deal with a lot. They should definitely get.
They definitely deserve it.
Yeah. Of course. Next up, we got What's Up Mohawk with Seth again. Shout out Doyen. She was actually supposed to be here today, but next up, yep, we have Seth.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
What's up, Mohawk? On Ignite Radio.
Are you an international student and you love to showcase your culture? Well, here's the chance. The MSA International Department will be hosting an international market this Wednesday, November 15th at the Arnie. Students from diverse culture and ethnicity can dress in their cultural attire, and guess what? It's free. Do you have a small business? Good news. The MSA will be hosting a winter market at the Arnie on the 6th of December from 10 a.m. to 2. You can shop for something for yourself or for your loved ones from tons of local vendors. Calling all the Swifties to get ready for a night full of music and fun dedicated to the era of Taylor Allison Swift. On the 7th of December from 7 p.m. to 10, the MSA will be hosting a Taylor Swift dance party at the Cellar for the cost of $10. I'm Seth Ward, and that's What's Up, Mohawk.
Ignite Radio Sports. Need to know. Here's bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. You spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll out that wood, babe. And let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the last flight to you, I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Roll out that wood, babe. And let me blow.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming revved up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart. Let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Cause girls like you, girls like you.
hit music.
The world's best internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Drunk text, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Doctor, doctor, anything please.
Doctor, doctor,
have mercy on me, take this pain away.
You're asking me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel. This, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. 24 hours since my ex did it.
I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty.
Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed. Get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the part of two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a, know what I mean? So you might as well stick it.
Just a heartbroken high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing.
Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page.
Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
That was Escapism by Ray on Ignite Radio. I'm Sophia, and as you know, it's getting chillier outside. Winter's coming up, and I want to talk about what winter activities we like to do when we were kids. So me personally, my favorite thing to do was tobogganing. I went tobogganing all the time. But Aaron, what did you usually do as a kid?
I mean, come on, Sophia. Tobogganing is a staple. Everyone loves it in Canada. Everyone does it, I at least hope so. You're missing out if you don't experience it.
Of course.
I used to find a crazy hill that I used to go down. I used to do a bit of snowboarding. Very hard to learn. It's scary. Being, like, glued to the board, it feels like, is a frightening thing. But I enjoyed it altogether.
We were talking about it before this show. So you said there was, like, a big hill?
Yeah, there was a really big hill that was on a government area, but people would get injured because of how steep it was.
Sounds
it would,
like a lawsuit.
Yeah, and it was a couple. And it would lead off a ramp, and people would slam pretty hard into it, and kids would get injured. So they actually ended up putting up a fence to block everyone off, which really sucked because it was my favorite spot.
That does suck. I remember this one time, there was this huge hill by my old house, and I used to toboggan all the time with my mom. Shout out, Mom. I remember one time I was going so fast, I actually slid onto the road. Like, it would have been terrible if there was a car, but it was actually a side street, so it was okay. Next up, we got a Wayback Playback with my co-host Aaron here, so stay tuned.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter.
You know, I just like my dog today.
And the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
This singer wrote her second studio album, Breakaway, which holds a song she considers to be one of her favorites. It was so popular, it managed to peak number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and stayed there for 15 weeks, holding the record for the longest time spent in the top 10 despite not being one of the top 5 songs. If you haven't figured out who I'm talking about yet, she rose to fame after winning the first season of American Idol in 2002. Here's Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am. Just thought you were the one, broken up deep inside, but you won't get to see.
listen to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Then your eyes watching me, so I'm moving on him just so you can see. Told you I was gonna get you right back. Oh, you don't really like that. I'm yours again when you walk away. You know if you leave, I ain't gonna stay. When I'm doing good, you get me off track. And I guess I kinda like that. You make me really, really good at making bad decisions. All my friends know where to look every time I go missing. 7 texts and 2 missed calls. Now I can't ignore them all. Said that I'm gonna be sleeping in mine. I lied. Your house, but then again, oh, I'm 1 foot in the door. My clothes are on your floor, but then again, I get a little drunk and it's all I want. Tomorrow I'll be sick, but tonight I'm home. Now we can just pretend we won't do it again. Roll your eyes like you do. Should've known it's always the same with you. Trying not to feel a connection, but oh my god, it's kinda tempting. You say, can we leave now? I don't think we should. Through the back door, that won't end good. Now in my place, you know I would. Then I'll follow you out on nobody. Oh, you make me really, really good at making bad decisions. All my friends know where to look every time I go missing. 7 texts and 2 missed calls. Make you wait before I fall. Said that I'm gonna be sleeping in mine. I lied. I couldn't help myself. I'm almost at your house.
That was Uh-Oh by Tate McRae on Ignite Radio. I'm still here, your host, with my co-host here, Aaron, and I want to talk about probably my favorite topic of the entire show. We're going to be talking about video games and what kind of consoles we had growing up. So my consoles, personally, I had Wii, PS2, Xbox 360. We also had a PSP that I allegedly broke, as my brother would say. But I want to ask you, Aaron, what consoles did you have growing up?
Well, you listed many that I had as well. I loved the Wii. I had the PlayStations, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. I still have the original PlayStation 1, which you might not find around today, not to toot my own horn, but I loved it. Yeah, it was really fun. Video games were my life growing up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always play with my brother. Probably, like, we have the best memories playing, especially playing Wii. Even to this day, my mom actually wanted to sell my Wii, like, literally, I don't know why she would want to sell it, because I feel like in 10 years, like, it would be super valuable, even more. Like, it's great. I love playing the Wii, especially Wii Sports. You know it.
Oh, Wii Sports was a blast, and especially in my house when I used to play all three with my brothers. Okay. Very competitive, my older and younger one. I kind of had to be the mediator, but it was, they got more competitive than I did, but I did love playing them with them. It was, you know.
Especially on Wii Sports, Wii Sports Tennis. Me and my brother, oh, yeah, seriously, we would go back and forth like crazy. Even now, we're super competitive. Especially, yeah, Wii Bowling, too, like, it's great.
I visit it back every now and then. It's so iconic. I love it.
It's great. Even on on PS3, I actually used to play Little Big Planet too.
Yeah,
Little Big Planet was
really
great.
Good game.
I used to play Little Big Planet and Castle Crashers. Every time me and my brother would sleep over at my uncle and my aunt's place, we would play Little Big Planet and Castle Crashers. It was great. It's two great games. It's great. Even we were talking earlier. We're talking about Mario Kart on Wii.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart on Wii was so good. I mean, like, Mario Kart, you can't go wrong. It's such the best family and even friend gathering game. Everyone can get on and play it. very competitive too, but you can also just have fun with it. They're really, it's iconic. It's Mario.
Yeah, especially with you and your brothers. Like, even with my brother, it's just, it's so competitive. Like, it's just, that's what makes it so fun. Like, it's, yeah, even now I'm playing, the latest game I played is Last of Us 2. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I played the first one. I have not seen anything on the second one, but yeah. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's, I definitely recommend it, but... Next up, we got a lot of great songs coming up next, but I first want to shout out our Instagram, @HitIgnition. You guys should definitely follow. We got a lot of great music coming up. I'm your host, Sophia, on Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be, but you're a busy college student. You don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's peer tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer tutoring above the CAF and C-Wing. Stop by today.
Hello, my name is Gary, and this is Fabrizio.
Joe.
We're volunteer readers for CNIB. I narrate textbooks for people with vision loss.
Me, I do romance very well, but I could also do textbooks.
Well, I could read for romance.
No.
Your hair is blowing.
I know. It's because I'm sexy.
For information on our audiobook library, computer courses, or thousands of descriptive videos, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
Live from Mohawk College,
this is Ignite Radio.
Hit music now.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over, I can't just let you go. Oh baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go.
On the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Mm-hmm. driving me crazy. I can't even sleep because I'm thinking about you lately. Oh, it's been a while, but don't I feel like it was yesterday? Summer on your skin, strawberry lips, hasty decisions on my mind. Need to know just how you taste. I know it's been a while.
Nothing but hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
It's been too long. I know exactly what I need. I gotta treat myself.